You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Matt Gillum. The Mountain West News Bureau filed its first story on Valentine's Day of 2018. It's a collaboration of five public radio systems covering North and South Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and Idaho. The Bureau covers a host of issues confronting a rapidly growing Mountain West region, everything from public land use and preservation to matters concerning a diversifying population. Members of the collaborative will be discussing the mission and the challenges of reporting from the region at Storyfort tomorrow. Joining us in studio are two of the three presenters. Kate Kincannon is the managing editor of the Mountain West News Bureau, and Amanda Peacher is the Idaho reporter based right here at Boise State Public Radio. Glad to have you both here.
Thank you, Matt. Nice to be here.
So, Kate, talk about the space the Mountain West News Bureau occupies within the regional journalistic community. I mean, there are a lot of these other collaboratives out there around the nation. Some of them focus on specific topics, but this one is sort of more wide-ranging.
Exactly. I mean, we started off with the themes that we see in the Mountain West, but really we're general assignment. We cover everything that we think is important to people in the region. A big one, obviously, is public lands, you know, huge swaths of public lands in our region. So everything that goes along with that, you know, it can be national parks, it can be oil and gas, drilling, environment obviously goes along with that too. Another big issue for us is growth. As I'm sure you know, Boise is the fastest growing city in the country. So we'll look at stories around that, people who are affected by that. Another issue that sadly, we hadn't initially thought this was going to be one of our themes, but suicide and depression are a big issue in our region. You know, in some areas, 2 to 3 times more, you're more likely to have people commit suicide, youth suicide especially. So that's become something that we've been following as well.
Right. I remember some of the stories in the collaborative earlier from Nate Hedgie when he was in Montana talking about suicide. They're also talking about the disturbing rates of Native American people that end up murdered. It was just all sorts of things sort of bubbled up that you just, you know, I certainly was not expecting some of these stories we've been getting, especially the suicide one, also how that could be somehow tied to altitude.
Yes, that's true. The high altitudes that many of us live in the Mountain West affects essentially how our brains function, which makes us more likely to become depressed. And also, there are studies showing that it also affects how the drugs that we take for depression aren't as effective at high altitude. Some early studies on that, too.
How out of left field was this to you when you started noticing this trend of these stories cropping up and it was just never on your radar, really?
It hadn't been on my radar before, no.
I think that's one of the benefits of being a regional bureau is that we can make connections between Idaho and Colorado and Utah that really not many other news outlets are doing. And we can tell stories about a region that connects us to our neighbors and connects us to surrounding states. And if you think about the news system right now, it's often very local or very national. So we fit kind of that in-between space.
We were talking about some of the issues that you guys do cover, things like public lands, water issues, that urban-rural divide. How does this region, the Mountain West, sort of uniquely showcase that? Showcase those issues, and how does this region deal with those issues in its own unique way, would you say?
So I would say we try to take that regional look and say, like, okay, well, here's a big public land story that's happening in Idaho. How is it playing out in Utah? What's going on in Colorado? What should we know about Wyoming's take on this? And that allows us to kind of synthesize and make those connections. For example, I'm doing a story right now about wolves. And, of course, wolves are a huge issue in Idaho, but there's a hunting season on them in Montana. There are wolf packs in Colorado as well. And so by being able to take that regional look, it allows us to get a little bit deeper on some issues, but also not get so zoomed in on the local that we forget the broader take.
And I think, you know, another example today, one of our daily news stories that we were just talking about is on rainy day funds. There was a new report that just came out, and apparently Wyoming, which is part of our region, has the largest rainy day fund. Why? And how about our other, you know, states in our region? How do they play out on that issue?
Okay, you're a former Western Bureau chief for NPR. You covered a whole lot of territory, this region among it. How have you seen it change over the years? Back when you were with NPR, now that you are the head of this collaborative, it's been numerous years. What sort of things have you seen come along out here in the West?
You know, I'd say one of the biggest issues that I've seen how we cover it is different is climate change. You know, when I started covering that issue maybe 25 years ago, there was still a little bit of, well, what does the other side say? You know, and I think now there's a recognition that, you know, the wide consensus that climate change is real, that it's caused by humans. And so, you know, when we do a story, we're not saying, well, you know, who out there, you know, where's that lone voice that's saying it doesn't exist? Not doing that anymore.
We're speaking with Kate Kincannon, managing editor of the Mountain West News Bureau, and Amanda Peacher, the Bureau's Idaho reporter. They're going to be presenting at Story Fort with Utah reporter Nate Hedgie Friday at 1:30 p.m. at the Owyhee. And of course, we'd always love to know what you think of the show. You can get in touch with us, send us an email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu, or look us up on Facebook. Our page is Boise State Public Radio. Now, both of you are going to be speaking at Story Fort with Nate. He's the Bureau's Utah correspondent at KUER in Salt Lake City. One of the topics includes vetting content. So how do you guys deal with six reporters covering such a vast swath of area and news cycles that move so quickly now?
Well, we all read a lot. You know, we all, you know, sort of subscribe to various newsletters from groups around our region. Every day we have a news meeting with whoever's covering daily news that day, and a lot of our feature coverage comes from those news stories. So, you know, that's, I think, the big thing is just reading a lot, being in our community, and sort of, you know, a lot of it's subjective, right? What you think is, you know, the story of the day, but we talk about it, right?
And I can't count how many times we've been in one of these meetings and Kate has said, nobody else is covering this. This is an important story. Let's do it. Like, you know, even if it's something that's been slightly in the news but not enough in the public eye, Kate has a really strong nose for, okay, well, this is important. Let's get it out there. And I appreciate that.
Are you more of a let's go all in and go for it? Or do you sort of tread cautiously on stories?
Oh, I'm the former. I'm
She's definitely the former.
Yes.
Heavy on the gas.
And what you were saying, I mean, I think there are a lot of stories that aren't getting covered at the moment because there's so much going on at the national level.
And I should say we are really open to hearing from listeners about story ideas. So tomorrow during the panel, we'll be inviting people to tweet us, hashtag Mountain West News. That's MTN West News, to share story ideas or to share perspective. So even if you can't make it to the panel tomorrow, we'd love to hear from you.
So, Amanda, I mean, from a reporter's perspective, a lot of the Mountain West region is you know, kind of known for just wanting to be left alone. The don't tread on me ethos of just, you know, don't bug me and I won't bug you. How does that affect your work as a reporter? How do you get people to open up? How do you engage sources and have them communicate with you and sort of the whole mindset here is just leave me alone?
Well, I think I don't know that I would say that there's a like a definite leave me alone mindset. I think people do want to share their stories and share their perspectives. But I think we do get people to open up by doing a good job, by saying, like, this is the track record we have, and here's how we've fairly told stories in the past, and we want your perspective. We think it's important. And usually that's, you know, the conversation you have at the start of an interview if someone's wary, and after that it's not an issue anymore.
Kate, okay, what have some of your other reporters said to you about working in the region that has that sort of just more of a closed sort of, you know, what am I trying to say? That presents itself in a more closed off way in some cases than like a wider, more metropolitan place where people are more open about just, you know, everything they're doing.
You know, in some ways, I don't think it's any different here than it is anywhere else. I think a good reporter gains trust, and they do that over time, both in developing relationships with sources, but over time in the reporting that they do, you know, that so that they are respected in the community. The community knows we're going to get, you know, a fair coverage of this issue. I'm going to be treated fairly.
So, Amanda, you said you've got a piece on, you're doing some work on wolves. Kate, what are some of the other people in the Bureau working on, or is there a larger overarching sort of series of projects you're working on currently?
A series of projects, I would say. I'm trying to think what's coming up. Nate, who will be at Story Fort tomorrow, is going down to southern Utah to look at the Instagram effect, which some of our listeners may have heard of. And it's this idea that people are going to our public lands, our public parks, to take pictures, to take selfies, and which sounds like a good thing. It is a good thing, but it means that we're getting a lot more visitors to areas that used to be more remote, and that's causing some problems in terms of traffic congestion. So that's one thing. Another thing that we're going to be looking at is more of a long-term two or three pieces on chronic wasting disease, which affects deer in our region.
Now, you're taking the high road calling it chronic wasting disease.
Yes, I am.
Let's lower the discourse. You mean the zombie deer disease.
Zombie deer disease. I was trying to avoid that. Oh. That's like the dramatic name for it.
Push the gas, Kate.
Okay. we're going to take a deep dive into that, looking at, well, what is it? It's what's known as a prion disease, which everybody's eyes are rolling over now, but we will go into that. We will make it interesting. You will like it.
Well, here, that goes in perfectly to the last question. As we wrap up, tell me how you make stories about Idaho, Montana, or chronic wasting disease for that matter, relevant to a national audience, something that's going to interest somebody in Orange County in California or in Philadelphia.
Well, so you figure out why that person should care. I mean, the reason we should care, for one thing, is can it jump to humans? That's something that, well, depending on who you talk to, is a possibility. Other folks will say, I don't think so. But there's enough research out there to suggest it is a possibility. And you may remember mad cow disease, which actually started a few miles from my home where I grew up, was the first human case. That's a prion disease as well. So there is some thought that possibly zombie disease could be the next mad cow.
Well, we're going to be turning to the Mountain West News Bureau to find out. Watch this space. Kate Kincannon is the managing editor of the Mountain West News Bureau. Amanda Peacher is the Idaho reporter based right here at Boise State Public Radio. Thanks so much to both of you for coming in today.
Good
to be here.
And if you want to hear more about the Mountain West News Bureau, Kate and Amanda are going to be speaking at Storyfort tomorrow at 1:30 at the Owyhee.